Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Psalm, chapter number 29, beginning in verse number 1, a Psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29 is David glorifying the voice of the Lord. But as David begins his psalm, he speaks to the reader of the necessity of the position that they must be in for the benefit of the voice of the Lord in their life. Three times he uses the word give, and one time the word worship, which is in essence giving. I must give to God so that I can hear the power of the voice of the Lord. I have often prayed to God the words of the centurion who was seeking healing for his servant. In Matthew 8:8, the Bible says the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. But according to David, there should be a giving on my part first, so that the power of the voice of the Lord can be heard in my life. Three things David said the mighty must give unto the Lord. Number one, glory, and that is their glory for their might. Two is strength, and again, that is their strength because they're mighty. And then third is the glory due to God. David stated that with these three things, then must be the worship of God in the beauty of holiness. These four things are the atmosphere to experiencing the voice of God in our lives. And the voice of God is far more powerful than we can even imagine. Verses 3 through 9 is David speaking about the might and majesty of the voice of the Lord. If I am going to be able to pray, Lord, just speak the word, and have the voice of the Lord work in my life, then there must be this atmosphere for the voice of the Lord to thunder in my life. To me, as I mused on these thoughts this morning, I said that I wanted the voice of the Lord to thunder in my life. Then I mused on these words of David in connection to the voice of the Lord and the amazing power of just his words. In the arm of the Lord there is strength. In the eyes of the Lord there is compassion. And in the words of the Lord, things get accomplished. All I really need in my life is for the Lord to simply speak. That is what he did to the storm on the sea. Peace, be still. That is what he did in the creation of everything. And God said, and it was so. Time and again we see the power of the voice of the Lord, that he can but speak, and it is done. Oh, how this spoke to my heart today, that I would heed the words of David's instruction concerning the voice of the Lord, and create in my life the atmosphere for the voice of the Lord to work. So let me leave you with this last verse for today, 1 Corinthians 14:21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.